This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Chaos in Kabul, Afghanistan. U.S. soldiers evacuating Americans from the airport in Kabul have fired warning shots as Afghans rush the tarmac and try to get onto planes. They are running from the Taliban, which now controls pretty much the entire country. Here's the AP's Karen Shamas.
Videos circulating the internet show scenes of hundreds of people racing across the tarmac in panic at Hamid Karzai International Airport as they try to flee the country. The U.S. embassy has been evacuated and the American flag lowered, with diplomats relocating to the airport to aid with the evacuation. I'm Karen Chamas.
Many Afghans are hiding in their homes as the Taliban deploys fighters at major intersections in Kabul. Retired U.S. Marine William B. calls this heartbreaking. He did 4 deployments in Afghanistan.
With them pulling us out the way that happened, that left a void. The Taliban to come rush in and punish anybody who ever helped us or, you know, provided us any form of information.
Former U.S. Marine William B. Will you get a COVID booster shot? NIH Director Francis Collins says the decision on whether to offer booster shots to Americans this fall may come in the next couple of weeks. Tropical Storm Fred is in the Gulf of Mexico and could make landfall by this evening along the Florida Panhandle. The main threats from Fred are rainfall, anywhere from 4 to 8 inches for Florida's Big Bend and Panhandle, and storm surge. Tropical Depression Grace could cause flooding and mudslides for Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Haiti is already dealing with the effects of a 7.2 magnitude earthquake. It's blamed for nearly 1,300 deaths. This is AP News. Did you go to the movies over the weekend? The AP's Margie Zarletta with what's big at the box office.
The Ryan Reynolds action comedy Free Guy was the top draw at the box office over the weekend.
My name is Guy, and I live in Free City.
Free Guy brought in an estimated $28.4 million in ticket sales in its debut weekend, which is pretty good in the COVID-19 era. What made it significant is that, unlike a lot of movies lately, it was only released to theaters, no streaming. Reynolds has already said Disney wants a Free Guy sequel. Don't Breathe 2 made its debut this weekend in second with $10.6 million in sales. Jungle Cruise was third, and the Aretha Franklin film Respect was in fourth. I'm Archie Zarletta.
About 60% of the U.S. population has now gotten at least one COVID shot. Nearly 51% are fully vaccinated. That's according to the CDC. 90 million Americans are still unvaccinated. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.